carrion foul. Your presence here offends me, sirs. On such a day, glorious and shining, bright with life, you stoop to find the fault. You carry on base trade, abetting in the victory of decay over flesh, darkening the sun's light in your black-garbed frenzy to partake. You seem to glory in the mortal stench. Does putrefaction please, or gore excite your awful sensibilities? How can you pluck the strings discordant of these humorless entrails, tendons now impotent, and silenced vocal cords exposed? And must your hideous trade in rot be carried on so publicly? Are we to be exposed against our will to your disgusting ministrations as you feast upon the foul particulars of our kind? At least they lived, and can you say as much? You will intrude, waiting in wings and hovering just above our life's domain, greedy for morsels of the grisliest sort. I have no stomach, sirs, for your foul fare. Yet who but you would cleanse the sight, the sting of death?